All right, so welcome to the Mike and Cole Show. Today we're going to be talking about the house on Mango Street and all of the elements it brings to narratives in our culture today.
That's right, Mike. I know we both have a lot to say, and I will start. We picked the vignette, Those Who Don't. It brought up a good amount of questions for both of us. So first, let's start out with some question and answers. So our first question today is, do we feel as though the representation of the stereotypes in Chicano neighborhoods in the vignette are accurate?
I think they're very accurate. I think that during the time the book was written and like during the setting of the book, there are a lot of stereotypes and a lot of situations that Chicano people found themselves in that sort of brought themselves to realize that people think of them in different ways, and some of those ways might not actually be like how they actually act and how they actually feel. So
yeah, I also believe that like many stereotypes can be we can have many stereotypes today, yeah. And also we can have a misrepresentation of other people,
yeah,
by just what they look like and through stereotypes.
Okay, so here's another question that I think we should talk about. How do you feel about the way people driving through the neighborhood rolled up the windows and locked the doors when they saw her, like Esperanza, and her family?
I think it's just very stereotypical of other people. Mm-hmm. And I think that they probably judged a book by its cover. And,
right,
like, I think they sort of saw that she was in a bad area.
They're
she was
assuming that,
yeah,
they're, like, they're bad people and they're, mm-hmm, going to do bad things.
And I think that she was a person of different race, mm-hmm, and ethnicity.
Exactly, yeah.
And they thought that she was poor, so they don't really want to get involved.
Right, they don't want to like
and have her steal something,
mm-hmm,
like as a stereotype, mm-hmm, or I think it's just a
that's
thing
their,
to do with
that's
race.
Their,
yeah,
their thinking.
And
yeah,
where they're around.
Right.
And the place and the environment around them. They're scared.
Mm-hmm.
This brings up our next question. If you were in her situation, in what way would you have thought you might have wronged those who make the stereotypes? In this case, the people in the car that rolled up their windows and locked their doors, assuming that her and her family, Esperanza and her family, and the people around them were carrying knives and other weapons.
I'd probably be a little confused thinking, you know, what did I do to these people? They're acting this way towards us. You know, she's young. She probably doesn't think a lot of it, but she's probably confused. I would be confused in that situation. It would probably be a little weird too, seeing how these people act. You know, maybe never seeing people act like that before. It might be tough for her to realize, you know, what they're thinking about her and her people.
I think it brings up a pretty good point that it'd probably be a little discouraging towards, mm-hmm, her as such a young age, and it could probably impact her in the future to not like a certain race,
right,
that's discriminating against her and that's prejudiced towards her. And I think that we could, you know, start limiting stereotypes and stop saying, like, just judging a book by its cover,
right,
and thinking,
right,
that other people are bad because,
yeah,
the area they live in, because some people can live in a bad area but can be a good person. Like, we have kids at school today that don't live in such a great area, and they're still some of the best people you'll meet.
Yeah. Okay, so another question that I wanted to discuss with you real quick. Have you ever had a time in your life that you were scared or judged by a person by how they look?
I mean, of course. I mean, I think everybody has stereotypes that are put in the mind.
Yeah, like in some,
yeah, in some areas. I think that what we think of people around us can also be really prejudiced towards who they actually are,
mm-hmm,
and like who they are inside. But I think that people who we need to like give a chance to, we don't always give a chance,
yeah,
to, and we just assume that since they're this race or they're from this place that,
yeah,
they're bad people.
We kind of just have like a one vision towards them.
Kind of like people from the inner city that we don't really like to be around.
Yeah.
Because we think they're from a bad area, yeah, or they're bad poor influences. Or something like that. Yeah. So, what do you think about this situation?
I definitely think that there's, you know, there, like you said, there's times where everybody has, you know, made like some kind of judgment on somebody, based on how they look or mm-hmm. where you see them. Like if you see them, you know, in town or something like that, I think everybody has had that time where they're like, oh, this person's that, or this person's like, you know, the other thing. So, yeah.
Yeah. A follow-up question from that is, do you have stereotypes about people from places around us, like such as like people that live in the city of Wilmington or Chester or where they come from?
I wouldn't say I have stereotypes against those kind of people. I've heard a lot of stereotypes about those kind of people, you know, that live in the inner cities, stuff like that. I wouldn't say that those ideas are like my ideas. Like I wouldn't think, you know, some things like that.
I think really it's just like how you were raised,
yeah,
in society and the people around you, like what they believe.
Mm-hmm.
And if there
is like your influence by.
Yeah. If there is a lot of racism in your family or anything, like I personally think that not in my family, there wasn't a lot of racism.
Yeah.
So we were pretty much accepting of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think like sometimes you can find that in Wilmington, there's a lot of crime rate.
Mm.
So, I mean, I can see where some people come from, but I think that people need to look deeper into like, the meaning.
It's like wrong. It's like kind of wrong.
And I think they need to look deeper into the meaning and see that not every person from there is a bad person. Because
right.
When I went to St. E's, I had plenty of friends in the city,
mm.
from the city and right around St. E's where most of the crime happened. And
yeah. That's where like, the stereotype, it's like only takes this one person and then it's like ruined for everybody else.
Like, yeah, I think that it's just like you got to meet the person before
you judge
them. But I mean, there definitely are bad people everywhere.
Mm.
I mean, you can live in a good neighborhood and there can be bad people. But I think that other than that, I mean, it's just what you think of person and like in the inside, not on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're running out of time. So
yeah.
I think we covered most of our opinions on the stereotypes around and asked a few pretty good questions about what we believe in, what happened in the book,
right,
and what
right.
happened to Esperanza and her family,
and
how they would feel.
Yeah.
So are there any other thoughts?
I don't think so. I think.
All right. Well, that's it for the show.
Yep.